Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc., where we talk about hypnosis and, you guessed it, etc. But mostly about 99% of the time we talk about hypnosis. Anyway, if you're watching this video or listening to this audio form of this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video on calbanyan.com, right down there, there's additional text, graphics, links. It just makes it much more valuable. But if you can't do that, go to iTunes, get it loaded up on your iPad, iPod, iPhone, whatever. Whatever the I come up next with. All right, what should I do now? I suppose I should introduce L. Ron. This is the third of our videos with L. Ron. L. Ron Ferguson is a master analytic hypno therapeutic mastermind of the universe of hypnotism, and that would really be, if you have, you know what, viewer, if you saw last video, you'd know why that's so funny. If not, you're going, what's wrong with Cal? Is this Cal's brain on drugs? Anyway, he is an individual who came to our center about 2008. Already a successful hypnotist, came down, went through our advanced training, and then through our internship program. I think he was one of the last people to go through our internship program. And now he's just an incredible hypnotist. He works at our center, sees lots and lots of clients, and I'd have no problem at all. In fact, I refer clients to him all the time. How you doing, L. Ron?
I'm doing good, Cal.
Hey.
And let's get one thing straight. I'm not just one of the last. I am the last intern.
Okay, you're the last.
The last intern, so far.
Last but not least.
It's going to be my tagline. Hi, I'm L. Ron Ferguson, the last intern. Except no one would get it. Except you guys.
That could be a movie, The Last Intern.
Exactly. Which I think is awesome. And if you don't know why that's awesome, let me tell you. Cal is the founder of 5PATH, which, you know, I've been studying hypnosis for quite some time now, a lot of different things about how the mind works, how to help people. And 5PATH is a systematic approach to hypnotherapy, and it's one of the best out there. It's the best, in my opinion, in my experience, and that's why I'm here, that's why I use it. I'm a diehard 5PATHer. Anyone is privileged to learn from Cal Banyan. I am. And I just think you're an innovator, Cal. What can I say? Everything that comes out of your mouth is always a good experience for me, and it'll also be for you guys watching. So,
you know, sometimes I learn from what comes out of my mouth. Something will come out, and I go, oh, my God, that was good. I grab my notepad, I write it down, and then I try it out in session, and then I teach it. It's that easy.
Where's the easy button? That was easy.
Oh, it's in the classroom. I should bring that out for the podcast.
What do you want to do today, Cal?
Hey, well, let me do something different today. Let's see. Oh, I know. Just real quick. Hey, you folks, wouldn't it be cool if you were in my training class? And we've got two different kinds of classes. We've got the 10-day NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification course with 5PATH and 7PATH. It gives you all the basics plus all the advanced. It'd be certified through our center and the National Guild of Hypnotists. We got one coming up in July, one in October. Over there, there's some links that gives you the actual dates. And let's see, we also got one coming up in May, the 7-day version called the Week of Power. If you're already certified, then you know what? You got the basics. We're ready to get on to the advanced stuff. 1 week at our center, we'll have you humming along. By the way, both our 10-day course and our 7-day course are available live online. That's right. You get to be interactive online, participate in class. Our classroom is completely wired into the internet, so you can talk to me, you can talk to other students, and it saves you money on travel, food, lodging. And gosh, guess what? Some of you just cannot get away from the house because you have to be there for, I don't know, an aging parent or a child that needs 24/7 attention. So we can help get you certified so that you can start making a difference in people's lives. All right, that's it. What do you got for me, Ryan?
Well, I got kind of a good topic today. Yes, and I might do a lot of talking. Watch out.
Oh, good. I'm putting my feet up and relax.
Yeah, I know. You've been talking so much in the last one. I've been so lonely over here. Actually, it's been such a great opportunity for me, as always. But today, I wanted to talk about the client that isn't really ready. Or I was talking to Cal about it beforehand, and he suggested the title of, what was it again, Cal? The seven sins of bad clients.
The seven deadly sins of the unready, or the unfixable client.
Right.
Or something like that.
Right. And the thing is that there's really no such thing as clients that are like bad or anything like that, but just people that might not be cut out to work with you at a certain point in time, or that really would be better suited working with another modality or with another professional. And so what I'm going to do is talk about a few red flags to really detect whether or not your client is involved. And everything's going to center around that, around their level of involvement within the process that's going on. There's something that I mentioned in a previous episode that we recorded in the last few weeks about hypnosis is not a do-to process, it's a do-with process, which I stole from NLP. They say that about it. NLP is not a do-to process, it's a do-with process. That is, you don't just sit down and I do hypnosis to you. We do it together. We always say in class, it's like a dance, where I'm the guide, I'm the coach, I am giving the instructions. When I give suggestions and I do an induction, when a client follows those instructions, they'll establish the appropriate state. Just like that saying in the business, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. I don't have laser beams coming out of my eyes to hypnotize you, but I do give you a series of instructions, even though some of them might sound pretty funny at different times, that will enable you to do the things you need to do, think about the things you need to think about, to allow yourself to go into the state of hypnosis. And so, we don't want to work with just clients. We want to work with successful clients. That is to say that sometimes there are some hypnotherapists out there that will just pretty much take anybody who's willing to pay.
That's because they're desperate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't be desperate.
Don't be desperate.
Be professional.
Yeah. It's not good for your business in the long run. It's not good for the person, and it's also not good for the profession. When somebody wants to come in and say, you know, I want you to make me go to work and not remember work because I feel really uncomfortable being there. I just want you to brainwash me. Don't see clients like that. Don't do stuff like that. When people bring in their client and say, well, I want you to hypnotize my boyfriend so he can tell me the truth, know what you're doing, know what hypnosis is, but especially detect if your client really should be working with you, or if they're really even going to be involved in the process at all. That is, what are their beliefs about hypnosis? What are they going to put into it? And so I've defined just a few ways to detect some red flags. I'll just kind of talk about them loosely because they're just more loosely concepts than anything else. But red flags to look for when you're choosing your clients, because there's a qualification process that goes with the people that you want to work with too. And if they're really going to come to you as an excuse for them to fail or not, or if they're just going to take way too much energy and not put anything into it and ultimately make it like a self-fulfilling prophecy just so they can feel bad about hypnosis, or to ultimately come there just to disprove hypnosis. There's a lot of things that can be happening under the surface, and we definitely want to weed those out. But one thing is, who's paying? Abandonism, which is jargon for something Cal said, is that people value what they put time, money, and effort into. There's an investment that a person has to put in to making the change that it is they want to make. And one of those investments is money. Sometimes money's not enough because maybe a person's income is just absolutely astronomical, where the investment needs to be either more money or you ask them to do different things or different exercises. But let's just say that somebody else is paying for your client sessions and they are an adult. Children are a whole different soapbox altogether. When you're working with kids, it's nice to get them involved in some way, have their parents make them do some chores around the house, and you know, obviously the kid has to want to be there. But just focusing on adults, when somebody else is paying for their sessions, there can be a little bit of a disconnect in the value that's put into the sessions. And so that's just one thing to watch out for. There are ways around that, like tasking your clients, asking them to do different exercises, maybe read different books. Maybe you teach them self-hypnosis and make sure that they keep tabs on that as part of your mutual agreement. If you want them to say certain affirmations to themselves or do different journaling techniques, those are all ways to elicit involvement and get them involved and have an upfront understanding that that's part of the process, or you simply won't work with them, and that they need to understand that up front. There's nothing worse than trying to backtrack on that after you've already started with somebody, going, oh, and by the way, since you're seeing me and you know, you're not paying, I want you to do a couple of these things, because it's already too late, and that can take about 5 times as much energy. So getting that up front is very important. So it seems to me that occurs to me, I'm not just giving you red flags to look for, but I'm also providing solutions. But another red flag is, what have they tried? And each red flag isolated by itself is not enough to make the decision that you don't want to work with that person, but sometimes these things are woven together and you have to use your own judgment and make that evaluation yourself. But if a person hasn't tried anything ever before, let's say to lose weight, they've done nothing. They've never dieted. They've never seen anybody, and they're talking about anxiety. They've never done anything. They've never read a self-help book. Nothing whatsoever. Yes, this is my first attempt. I just wondered, can you make me lose weight? Have you ever tried anything before? No, I've tried nothing. I've done nothing. That can sometimes be a lack of involvement, where they might have it in their mind that they want to come and have you do it to them. They're just going to sit down, lay down, and you're going to just wave a magic wand and make the problem go away. Another thing is, what are their beliefs about hypnosis? That is, and this ties into everything I was talking about, if they believe that it's magic and that, like I said, zero plus hypnosis equals zero. If they, say, want to get over sugar addiction, And this is a true story, by the way, and they go, well, you know, I cannot eat sugar for like 3 or 4 days with willpower, but what I want to do is I want to come to you and see what it does to me, and see if I am going to feel like not eating sugar after that. And then client comes back and they go, yeah, I'm still about the same, because I just really didn't find myself wanting to not eat sugar. And I said, well, about how much effort have you been putting into focusing on this health goal of eating more healthy? And they go, well, I just wanted to, you know, come to you and see what it would do to me. And I go, oh, okay, wait a minute here. Let me tell you something. Zero plus hypnosis equals zero. Like, if you got about a level 6 that you put into it on a scale of 0 to 10, and we can pump that up to a 9 or a 10 or a 8 or a 9, but and that's going to make you successful. Maybe, you know, level 5, we can bump that up to an 8 or a 9 or a 10, okay? But if you put in 0, well, 0 plus hypnosis equals 0, because all I can do is strengthen the resources that are inside of you. Does that make sense? And made so much sense to them, they realized, oh, wait, it's not magic? And it was one of those situations where it was really something that I should have pre-qualified beforehand. So I make these mistakes so y'all don't have to with stuff like that. And another thing to watch out for is just how skeptical a client really is. Now, they're going to be skeptical when they call you up sometimes. Okay, sometimes they have other people in their family that are really, really skeptical, and they're having to overcome the beliefs of the environment just to come see you. Sometimes people come see you and they keep it secret. However, and you'll have to ascertain on your own what the level of skepticism is conversationally. If they are really, really looking to find that it doesn't work, they're going to find something. That is, if they're coming to see you looking for reasons that it probably won't work, no matter how good of a hypnotherapist you are, they're going to find a reason they weren't hypnotized. No matter how good of a pre-talk you do, if they still in the back of their mind have this thing that just says, you know, I just really, I don't believe that this is really going to help me. I mean, I'll see how it goes. I mean, but, you know, I just really don't know about this. If they're not sold on the idea as really being an option for them to a certain degree, it's a form of cognitive bias, and they will find something. And so it's your job to get on the same team with them and say, you know, I really understand what you're saying, but I just want to let you know, if you're looking for reasons that you're not hypnotized, you're going to find them. And I want you to really commit to this process. You know, I know that this works. Don't take my word for it. If you need to do your own research before you come back and see me on hypnosis and how it's medically proven, all this other kind of stuff, then go do that. But there's only so much time that we can spend convincing a person that hypnosis really works. Obviously, you want to do good quality work. Okay, if there is a response like that where somebody says, well, I just don't feel like this is working for me, that can be a different issue altogether. What I'm saying is a totally different thing, where there's just this unending skepticism that is upfront and continuous. You want to be able to find out that that's there. If you can't get rid of it, say, well, you know what, it seems like you just really don't want to do hypnosis. If you're this skeptical about it, I just kind of question what your involvement's going to be. And then they can either talk you out of that, and that'll give you some leverage with them, or they'll say, yeah, maybe I will think about it a little bit more. Because we don't want to influence somebody to come see us that's just really not ready, or is not going to be involved or take any responsibility for that change.
You know, when you talk about this skepticism beyond reason, in my experience, that's usually motivated by them having some gain by hanging on to the problem or disproving hypnosis. That's really the only reason I see this skepticism beyond reason continuing after you've made a good attempt at giving a hypnosis pre-talk and that kind of thing. What do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. There can be definitely secondary gain. The problem is giving them some benefit, or sometimes a person has tried everything else and they want to try hypnosis too, and it even won't work for them either because they're special. That can happen.
Their mind is so strong that no one could ever hypnotize
right.
them. They've bought into that idea, and maybe they've already told people, you know, they've put some time, money, effort into the statement, oh, no one's going to be able to hypnotize me because my mind is so strong. Once they've made that public statement, there's almost no amount of education and truth that can overcome that belief.
I agree with that, Cal. Yeah, and just that overlying question, you go, does it work? Like, does it really work? And you go, yeah, it works. That's why I'm here. I mean, you know, that's the whole setup, right? And they go, yeah, but seriously, does this stuff work? And once again, there's that line in the sand somewhere. If they're looking for an out, give it to them. And if they take it, then great. If they don't, then you got a great client on your
You know, it never ceases to amaze me. I'll meet someone, Cal, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a hypnotist, and I have a school of hypnotism, and I write books on hypnosis and that kind of stuff. And look at them, and they go, does it work? What am I supposed to do? Say, no, it's a fraud, and I've made a gazillion dollars. Of course it works. I just want to strangle them.
I know what you mean. Does it work? Oh, yeah, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. It only works for people of normal intelligence.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're out.
Exactly.
Oh, we're goofing off here. Good. How are we doing on time?
I think we're out of time, Cal.
Oh, my gosh. That went quick when I don't do anything. Good job, Elron. You really carried the weight in that episode.
Thanks.
All right. Wrap it up.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us here today. Look forward to seeing you next time. If you want to learn more about what we do, well, one thing is check out the archives on this site, calbanion.com. We got hundreds of videos. We give away a lot of great hypnosis training. There's some gold, platinum, and diamond nuggets in there. And in my spare time, sometimes I go look at myself. If you want to know more about hypnosis training, check out hypnosiscenter.com. There's some schedules there. Also look at hypnosis.org. There's different products. There's all kinds of resources that can help you become a better professional and ultimately move our whole profession forward to a greater potential. You can get in contact with me, elronhypnosis@gmail.com. My website is safeeffectivehypnosis.com. I'll see you next time. This is L. Ron Ferguson signing off.
All right. And to all my hypno friends out there, happy Hypno Friday or whatever day it is. And, of course, go to facebook.com/ hypnosis, etc. And leave a comment below. Like us. Like us. Let your hypno friends know that we exist. We're over 900 friends or whatever you call them on our special page on Facebook. Oh, gosh. I better just say goodbye. Bye.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.